Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
You look like a good day. Wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing trouble out to the wind and a friend that they never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worried days are done. This looks like a good day to run.
I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden. He's at the controls at our studio in Washington. I'm on the farm where the snow and cold is, and wherever you are, it seems to be the same today. A day, it's almost like the gods are thwarting the idea of having a good day because there's one shoot 'em up after another, after another, after another. Casey, there is a website associated with our affiliate in El Paso, KTSM.com. Where there is not much more information than what we have gleaned here from various sources at the VA hospital. The doctor, I think he was a psychiatrist or psychologist, was shot and killed by someone who may have been his patient, upset because of the usual stuff at the VA. That's all speculation. Nobody knows for sure. And the FBI's clamped a sort of lid on what information there is available. So that's the story. Any more info you got, 888-302-3684. Richie keeps talking to people who are calling with basically the same thing, which is no more information than what we've got. But thank you for passing along the fact that there's no more information. Meanwhile, over in Paris, a shootout at the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. That's how it's pronounced, I believe, Richie, right? Charlie Hebdo.
That's correct.
Is it 10 or 11? I'm not sure.
So it's 12 now.
12 people killed in the shooting inside the newspaper offices. A couple of heavily armed men entering the office, opening fire, killing the policeman who was there. Let's see, 6 other people wounded, apparently. You remember the magazine's office was burned 3 years ago in response to their there was publicity around their publicizing
the Prophet Muhammad.
The cartoon of Muhammad. So more craziness associated. Okay, so there isn't just that, but and this is why the Muslim community, which seems to be upset that the rest of the world is ticked off at all of this sort of thing. It's the extremists, but yet the people who are moderates don't do enough, it would seem to me. And you could say, okay, Doug, what are we supposed to do? I don't know. But at some point, here's the other story. There are two other stories, pretty much the same, or connecting extremists. The Shiite militiamen that have started to use the war in Iraq against ISIS as a way to force Sunni residents from their homes. So these, among the militants, among the Muslims, there are sects, the same as there are in the Protestant religion. How many different sects are there? There's the Methodists and the Presbyterians and the Lutherans and the Congregationalists and who knows how many others that fall into the quote-unquote Christian camp. And so the Sunnis and the Kurds and the Shiites have been fighting among themselves for years, because they're just tribes. So they got that circumstance, and there's a lot of grim results. If you don't leave, they kill you. That's what it amounts to. They want you out of your home. They want to occupy the territory. If you say, no, I don't want to leave, that's the end of life. As you know, they'll shoot you. And here's a suicide bomber driving a minibus, killing 33 people as cadets gathered to enroll at a police academy in the capital of Yemen. Nobody claiming responsibility, but most people feel it's an Al-Qaeda branch targeting the frequent drone strikes in their country. They've carried out attacks like this in the past. Dead all over the place, wounded all over the sidewalks. And it's yet another Muslim extreme group, a splinter of a splinter group. So why would there be sympathy for the Muslim world with headlines like this? I ask that question. You can respond as you will. 888-302-3684. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Rich or me at DougStefan.com. It's just I'm so tired. It's so old. It's just how much money and time and effort do we spend trying to confront these people who have? Why aren't there lessons being given by those who are not extreme?
The
people who are getting a hold of
is it will take a generation.
Well,
or
it may,
more
but you see, they keep grabbing things. These people who have no education. They come from homes where there's no jobs, there's no money. So this becomes an easy. It's like Hitler did. It's the same thing.
Right.
You take people who have no opportunity, have no choices, have no life, and you suck them in to do your dirty work for you.
You know, we've talked about this before. I mean, you think that of the people, if they're living in Afghanistan and there's not a whole lot of opportunity there, there's not a whole lot of
Nothing.
Hope there.
No.
So you can see how they get sucked into extremism. But the people who live in France...
It's not a bad life.
Right. I mean, there's opportunities there for a good life.
Yeah.
So I don't understand where the disconnect
well, that's
is
it.
There.
We don't understand True. How they think. That's it. We apply our logic, our thinking to what they do. And of course it doesn't make any sense. Now, that doesn't excuse it. As a matter of fact, it makes it more damning, frankly. But there is this everyday thing, and I just want to put I kind of want to somehow or other put a curtain up, but that's not appropriate because that's not the kind of radio program I do. I got to kind of be in touch with what's going on. But it isn't just, here's the story, it's what's the story behind the story. And the story behind the story is something we're all tired of hearing, frankly. So I'm going to change our course. Matter of fact, be happy to present to you in a moment Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has a focus on things that make you fat. In other words, the diet facts versus fiction. What does Ron recommend as you get into the new year and you all say the same thing? Oh, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to live better. I've had a terrible 2 months. I've eaten and drank. Oh, it's awful. So if you really, really want some help, then stay tuned because it's coming up next to you on Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Chunkiness, sometimes you can wear well if you wear it long enough. The people who go up and down like a yo-yo are the ones to be concerned about, Ron, right? Ron Hoffman's website, by the way, is drhoffman.com, two Fs. The thing, I was reading a story about M&Ms. I happen to love M&Ms, and I worry about them making me fat. But in fact, they don't make me fat. The fact is that it isn't the eating of them, it's how many I eat. Or maybe other things that I eat with them. Carbs and the Atkins and all that stuff. You know, what should people be doing, really, truly doing about dying? What are the diet facts that you tell your patients?
Well, you know, there is no one single diet that works for everyone. And, you know, different strokes from different folks. One of the new things that we're exploring at the Hoffman Center in New York is something called nutrigenomics, which is the science of predicting which diet is going to work best for people based on their genes.
Yeah.
And we're early in this study of this, but actually we do have some evidence that certain genes may predispose us to doing better on, say, a low-fat diet for some people, or alternatively, a very low carb diet, emphasizing plenty meat and even some saturated fat.
Let's stop right there, because you may have just said something that's akin to the study that came out last week about cancer and how people get cancer. And you know, certainly there's an amount of what you do with your life that factors into it. But maybe there are things that you can't control. So what you're saying is people need to know or study the diet and figure out which one is best for them, because just a diet doesn't necessarily work.
Exactly. Actually, the first book I wrote, and it was way back when, it was later, 1980s, was a book called Eat Right for Your Diet Type. And actually, I foresaw that in the future we would type people in terms of first their preferences, but also their metabolism in terms of picking a diet that would match their genes.
So the Atkins diet might be great for some and ridiculous for others.
Exactly. Some people just feel nauseous and bloated and sick from it. Other
so
people lose weight like crazy.
How do we find guys like you all over the place that can help people understand what they need, specifically what they need to have tailored for them?
Well, it's surprisingly easy these days, because there are more and more doctors practicing what I term integrative or complementary medicine across the country. And, you know, when I began, it was maybe a handful of people 30 years ago. Now there's literally thousands of doctors who are up on the latest findings and, you know, likely will be able to help you in your local community.
Yeah, you just have to ask the right questions. I read a book. I didn't read it. I just leafed through it. The Pizza and Ice Cream Diet.
Yeah, after a while, you probably get really sick of it. You know, any diet, anything that gets between you and the refrigerator, you know, puts some restrictions, it's ultimately going to make you lose weight.
Yeah, exactly. Weight loss programs are, you have to, you don't need the program. What you need is discipline and understanding of what you and your body are all about. Dr. Ron Hoffman has lots of keys. Intelligent medicine at drhoffman.com.
We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
People like you always want back the love they gave away. And people like me wanna believe you when you say you've changed. The more I think about it now, the less I know. All I know is that you drove us off the road.
Hey, good Taylor Swift song. Taylor Swift in the focus in our video of the day box at DougStefan.com. Another reason to love this lady. She spent a good part of last month checking out her fans on social media. Then she sent them Christmas presents with personal messages. Some were actually delivered by her in person. This is a the video is about 6 minutes long. It doesn't make any sense if you don't see it. We have, you know, you can play back the audio, but the song is a better reference. Here's a very interesting lady who so gets all of what goes on today, Kenny. This is what they call getting it in plaid, if you will. It's just someone who really understands what she's doing, writing songs, performing songs, promoting her songs. She's the perfect business model. She is. She's the perfect entrepreneur, yeah.
And unlike so many of the other pop stars that you see getting into trouble or doing ridiculous things, she seems genuinely grateful to her fans for listening to her music.
Yeah. The interesting, well, she does seem to have an interesting spirit about her with regard to men. That's the only thing that sort of, and it isn't, I don't find it to be dissuading or off-putting at all. She's a healthy young woman who likes men, and she has proven that about, a dozen times in not only the men, and she's, only 24, so she's had a lot of experience in the last, 4 or 5 years. She seems to have tied in with some of the bigger names in entertainment and music, has she not?
I don't know that they have been particularly big names. There may have been a couple of them.
Mayer?
Yeah, she has. Yeah, she has dated a bit.
Mm-hmm. And one of the Kennedy kids, she bought a house down in the Cape to be close to him for a while. She has made a lot of money. and she seems to be in charge. Not that that's unusual. Well, I'm not suggesting that something unusual, but in terms of how she, and it's really nobody's business, but yet somehow or other, that story or type of story inculcates its way into our lives, does it not? It just finds its way into the conversation. And so under the circumstances, you wonder, okay, what is there that's new and gossipy? We have become a gossip culture thanks to the TMZs of the world, the People magazines of the world. What are some of the other? In print is People magazine, I think, and the Us magazines, that sort of thing. Now, are there others that are better than that? Probably don't have as much circulation. What are some of the other? And TMZ, I'm waiting for TMZ to come out with a magazine. They don't have an online magazine that I know of. They certainly have plenty of online presence. The television show they do every day is one of the most popular syndicated shows in the country. And it's all about, well, it's the gotcha journalism. It isn't really, well, it's, I guess you call it journalism. It's that gotcha style. The people who are, they have a camera crew that's stationed at LAX. Anytime anybody comes off of a plane, they run around. Okay, there's somebody stationed at United, somebody stationed at Delta, somebody stationed at American, somebody stationed at all of the, there are six terminals. Somebody's at all of them. And when somebody gets off of a plane that's of note, whoosh, there's the camera. Hey, Fred, what do you think about today's snowstorm in Southern California? You know, whatever it is, right? But that's that's the mentality. That's the interest level. And so there's so many people who don't handle it well. Taylor Swift does. She handled it very, very well.
She does.
Good for her. 28 past the hour.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Hello and welcome to the second half hour of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jen Jen has taken a short trip to San Bernardino, and then Richie, for whatever the reason, I don't understand, Kara, why you're there and why Richie's not there. Not that I need to know that. Probably not important. But it seems strange not to have Richie's voice there to annoy us.
I can pretend to have his voice if you want.
Yeah, right. No, that's okay. All right, so here's a story that has to be considered maybe the best news of the day. It certainly is good news. It's one of those head-scratchers. The story of a 7-year-old girl who walked away from a plane crash that killed 4 people, including a couple of children. Southwest Kentucky, the location. State police say that they were called after the girl showed up at the home of Lyon County resident, which is about a 2-hour drive southwest of Louisville, saying she had survived a plane crash. The girl, identified as did I find her name or did I not? At one point in time, she was not identified, so I'm trying to horse around and find her name, and I didn't find it. She indicated to the police that she believed her family was dead, that she hoped that they were just sleeping, said the state police representative. I was literally just struck by how calm she was. That's what the policeman said. Sailor Gutzler. Yes, I just found that, Kara. Thank you. Her name is Sailor Gutzler. So she got a broken bone in her wrist. That was it.
Wow.
She tried lighting a glowtorch to help illuminate her way out of the dense woods where the plane crashed, but it didn't work. What a miracle this is. would you say? She was a brave girl?
Yeah.
What an amazing, and I'm looking at pictures now of the plane wreck itself, one of those little small planes. But she is the story here, navigating the thick trees, the briars, the bushes. She's 7 years old. Was a Piper PA-34. Nobody knows yet what happened. Doesn't appear anybody knows what happened. But what they know is that she, was not dressed up particularly well, wearing shorts, short-sleeve shirt. Temperature was 38 degrees. Family was headed to their hometown of Nashville, Illinois, from a vacation in Florida. Nashville, Illinois is southern central. Did you see a picture of her? She looks like a little angel.
Yeah.
Look at that. What a beautiful young girl. Well, anyway, the
looks like her parents, her sister, and a cousin were in the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. And she just had a broken wrist.
Wow.
There's something about what we cannot understand. Isn't that what happens to people in circumstances like this? Why? What is her life supposed to be about? The fact that she survived and all the rest of them didn't. Family friend described the fellow who was the pilot, Marty Gutzler, as a meticulous, knowledgeable pilot. He was certified flight instructor. He loved to fly. Didn't have a conversation with him without having some reference to flying. Both Marty and Kimberly Gutzler were killed in the plane crash. They'd spent the holidays, imagine spending the holidays that way. How many of those planes do you think there are in this country? Thousands of people
sure.
own either their own plane or a portion. They have sometimes they share owners. Some people buy half stock or half interest in one of those planes. And those planes cost, a couple hundred thousand bucks? How much can you buy on the used market? One of those little planes for about $100,000 would buy an interest in a significantly, not over-the-top used plane, but maybe even less money than that. I don't know. I've loved to fly, and I took a flying lesson last year, and I want to have more. I don't know. I've often thought if I had lots and lots of money, I'd want to own my own plane, but I don't want to fly it. Have somebody else fly it. But I just thought that in its way was a wonderful way for us to give thanks for even if you don't know, there's some reason that she survived. Wouldn't it be interesting to follow her life for the next 20, 30, 40 years to see what it amounts to, what she does with it? 888-302-3684. All right, so that's about life. Many of you may remember a country. This is not a country. Well, no, scratch country. A Western artist. The old country Western world, of which I was a part when I first started my broadcasting career. Can't tell you how many times I've played songs done by Little Jimmy Dickens, who over the weekend passed away at the age of 94. Listen, this is...
Did you ever sleep at foot of the bed when the weather was a-whistling cold? When the wind was whistling around the house and the moon was yaller as gold? And you gave your good warm mattress up to Aunt Lizzie and Uncle Fred? Too many kin folks on a bad night, so you went to the foot of the bed.
That's very typical Little Jimmy Dickens. I don't know whether I feel he's special. I remember playing a lot of his music. But one night, I was invited with a few other talk hosts. We had an old organization called the National Association of Talk Hosts that was around for, about 20 years, I think, in fact. And we had one of our conventions in Nashville. So after we were done, we spent a couple of days. The Grand Ole Opry is live on the stage of the, well, there used to be the, I forget the name of the theater that everybody knows. I can't remember it at the moment. Where the Opry. The Opry takes place. And so, okay, thanks, Kara. That's good. So Little Jimmy Dickens was performing, and there were a lot of other big names. Every weekend on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, a lot of the real traditional country singers in Nashville would go on the air, and they'd sing. And Ralph Emery, I think, used to be. As a matter of fact, he's the one who brought us over there. So we went to the performance. We were sitting in the front row, and somehow or other, somebody up on stage knew that we were there. So they invited the four of us to come up on stage, and we sang with Little Jimmy Dickens. And if you don't think that was a nightmare and a half, it was very funny. It really was. It was just hilarious. And he was the funniest little guy. I don't think he was 5 feet tall, but he was like a wire. You know how some people that are small, just all wired. He was all wire. He didn't weigh more than 110 pounds, I'm thinking, as well. And the outfits that he wore were just fabulous. Fabulous outfits. Some of those country stars, and even today they do, but not so much. Some of the older characters like him. his line was, "I'm Little Jimmy Dickens, or Willie Nelson after taxes." He was funny little guy, and very warm, just the kind of person that you like. And I remember Skeeter Davis came out on stage when we were there, and she wanted us to sing The End of the World, which she did sing. We didn't enjoy it. I didn't join in anyway. And because we were there with Ralph Emery, there was a little distance because she had been married to Ralph Emery for a while, and it wasn't a pleasant divorce.
Ooh.
And it was really horrible. For a while after that, Ralph used to come on this program every once in a while and have chats. He's a very interesting fellow as well. But that is an era. The reason I bring it up is because Little Jimmy Dickens is the end of an era. His demise, his death, I think, signals an end to an era there. Not unlike the passing of Mario Cuomo. There's an end of an era to political... how do I best? He was suave. There was a suavite, if there's a word that sounds like that or comes across like that. Mario Cuomo, even though many of us may not have agreed with him, was brilliant and classy and presented. He did a talk program for quite a while in New York after he finished being the governor. He was three-term New York governor, died over the weekend at the age of 82 of what his family says are natural causes. I don't know what that means. He had heart disease. But anyway, he was on for quite a long time. But he was good. He was just very capable. He was terrific. Always galvanized with his thoughts, ideas, and things. I enjoyed listening to him. I didn't like his politics, but I liked listening to him. Let's examine this for a minute. My mind is working on the current, current list of people who do talk radio programs, and never mind even talk radio programs, people who are in politics. The way that the political discussions take place today are mostly the reason that I don't do a lot of politics or much. I try to stay away from politics, period, on this program because it's so galvanizing. Even though you may know, maybe I'd be smarter not to tell you even what I think. Although most people who do these sorts of things on the air find that their success comes from expressing an opinion. So I'll tell you that I don't like Obamacare, don't much care for Obama's president, and I don't care for him at all. And I wouldn't have voted for Mario Cuomo under any circumstances. But what's the difference between somebody like Mario Cuomo, who came across as measured, intelligent, intellectually stimulating, and Harry Reid, who has none of those qualities? Not a one. And I use that on the Democratic side, but on the Republican side, you can find the same sorts of people. Karl Rove, for example, is a nitwit. He doesn't have any. I don't even know why he is looked upon as someone who's stimulating. He's not. And so, but there are those people on either side that present themselves fully. I shouldn't even have used, maybe I didn't have to use something like Karl Rove, Mitch McConnell, who is Harry Reid's counterpart, is a nitwit. Has nothing stimulating, no intellectual character, none. For my taste, maybe yours thinks he's a swell guy. He may be a swell guy. He just doesn't come across as being a swell guy. And neither does Harry Reid. I'll bet there were plenty of you when you heard that Harry Reid was hurt while he was exercising, said, oh, great, that's good. Which is not appropriate either. Why would you wish somebody ill just because you don't agree with them politically? And that's the point I'm trying to make about Mario Cuomo and the from that era. He's from the Ronald Reagan era. You think Ronald Reagan would have had anything to do with discussions in the political landscape as they're carried out today? Or Tip O'Neill. I use Mario Cuomo. Tip O'Neill is another example on that side. Ronald Reagan and George Bush, the father. They don't have anything to do with the kind of political conversations that 20 or 30 years after all these people get out of office seem to be the mainstay. So why can't we go back to that era? Why can't we go back to the time when politics was, yes, a sport and a game, but respectable? I ask you that as we start the new year for you to think about it. It's 12 before the hour. This is a good day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespick does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. It is 53 minutes after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tom Kreitler, who's the host, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program heard around the country every weekend, is here with us from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. So we're going to talk to him about his observations, what he's seeing, the fantastic array of interesting people, never mind things that are there, a coordinated effort to bring every techie in the world together. 154,682 was the last number I saw.
And what does it mean for your home?
Yes. Thank you, Rich. What does technology, what are the things, because that's what Tom's interested in, is the home improvement side of things. So what do we have we're seeing there that's going to affect your operation at your home in the next year, two, ten, whatever it is? That focus coming right up here on Good Day.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
One of the few people who's actually hot here, at least on the air with us, you're, as far as I'm concerned, you're no good. You're persona non grata. What's the temperature in Las Vegas now?
The Las Vegas temperature is beautiful. It's been in the 70s. And I tell you what, the city though is hot with excitement for the Consumer Electronics Show. I've never seen anything like this, Doug.
Really?
You know, you go to a trade show and you go to, you know, one location. I got to tell you, this entire city is a trade show.
Yeah.
This week here in Las Vegas, every hotel, every meeting space, every convention center, it's just filled with activities from the Consumer Electronics Show. And 154,000 people, I think you mentioned, that is absolutely correct. I believe it, because you can't turn around here without seeing another attendee.
All right. So what sort of, because you're in the home improvement area, what things specifically geared to our homes are you seeing there that may be trending down the road, a year, two, ten? There are obviously a ton of things that are there. And so there's always sort of a predictor of the future by what you see there. So what do you see?
Well, we've been trending, you know, we've been looking at home automation now for about 5 years. And, you know, when the home automation systems first came out, they all required a hub, which is usually a centrally wired computer installed somewhere in your house. And it was a big number to invest in that hub. And then once you did invest in the hub, you had to trust that whatever system you invested in was going to continue to expand and add components that would fit that hub. It's all changed now. Those hubs now are under $100. They plug into an outlet, and all of the home automation components are available, readily available, so that you could truly have a fairly completely automated home. So you have systems like Wink from Home Depot or Iris from Lowe's. These are software platforms that these manufacturers or these retailers establish. And then they have many, many, many different types of other manufacturers that are sold through stores that work with them. So, for example, you can have the Wink a system from Home Depot, and that could work with, say, a Schlage lock or a Quick Set lock or a My Chamberlain garage door opener or any one of a number of smoke detectors or outlets or light bulbs that are smart and can be operated through the home automation platform. So basically, you can start small now with home automation, and you can add as your comfort level and your needs grow.
Interesting. I see that Ryan Seacrest was there yesterday to talk about radio and its relevance, because much of the stuff that's there with regard to our business, your business and my business, your business is the home and the radio, the digital world, and how people are going to get content. I think that's a big focus there, too, is it not?
Well, it absolutely is, and that's why you're seeing so much content, you know, frankly, coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show. All these platforms are giving us better access and more information about our homes and about the things that are important to us.
Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.